Hi, welcome back to Bake the Podcast with me, Aisha Baker. Melissa and I work together on a life/health coach basis. So I know the tools, but I'd love to share the tools because I'm like, I preach you like the gospel. Like I tell everyone, I'm like, we need to eat grounding foods, everybody. Everybody grab your sweet potatoes and let's go.
I love it. I love it. Food of the gods is sweet potatoes.
So that's me telling everyone what to do. But let's see it from the horse's mouth. So what are some of the practical tools that we keep talking about to manage the stress?
So let's talk practical tools, right? So the number one tool that we tap into on a regular basis that is so empowering that everybody forgets about is our ability to breathe.
Okay.
Is breath work, right? So for those listening, I'm going to do a quick little meditation and I'm going to do it here with the ladies here in the studio with me.
Look at us taking off our shoes.
Yeah, take off your shoes. And for those listening at home, you're going to follow me on this quick little meditation. So if you're listening, what I need you to do is to find a comfortable seat. Find a comfortable seat. If you can, you can put your feet down on the ground, both feet, and just feel the earth beneath your feet. If you're sitting on your bed, that's okay. You can sit cross-legged. I want you to rest your hands in your lap. You can either let them face down if you're asking for grounding, or let them face up if you're asking to receive. And then close your eyes, close your eyes, close your eyes. No cheating. Close your eyes. And just breathe. Just observe your breath. Where's your breath sitting today? Is it sitting shallow in the chest? Is the neck feeling a bit stiff? How is your body feeling today? Just observing the breath without judgment, without expectation. Just breathing in through the nose and out through the nose. And just while you are breathing, I want you to observe and witness where the breath comes in through your nose, coming in slightly cooler and leaving slightly warmer from the body. While you're breathing in through your nose, I want you to visualize your strong spinal cord on your back. Breathing in and breathing out. Visualize your beautiful spinal cord that holds this body up. Breathing in through the nose, I want you to send some golden light to this beautiful, strong back of yours. Visualize this golden light swirling around your spinal cord. Just breathing in and breathing out. I want you to see this golden, beautiful light surrounding your spinal cord and then traveling all the way down. Exiting out right by your tailbone, visualize this golden light entering the earth, past your bed or your chair, through the buildings. Send this golden light with your breath on the inhale right the way down, past the rocks, the caverns of this earth, the water beneath the ground. Send this golden light all the way down to the center of this earth. All the while, just breathing in and breathing out. This golden light, I want you to visualize it expanding this beautiful root system, like an old oak tree growing deep into the earth. This golden, beautiful light, this root system that extends right the way deep into this earth, the strong rooted back of yours that is grounded deep into this earth with this gold, magnificent light. Just breathing in and breathing out. Visualize your rooted, strong back. On your next inhale,
while your back is rooted strong, I want you to bring your hands up into your heart space. You can place them up over your heart, breathing in through the nose and out through the nose. Visualizing this golden rooted strong back into the earth. Breathing in through the nose and out through the nose. Your heart and your hands, this beautiful soft heart that never skips a beat. This beautiful soft heart that shows up for you every day. I want you to hold it in your hands and visualize as you're breathing in this golden light extend from your spinal cord and wrap around this beautiful soft heart that never skips a beat, that allows you to love, express yourself and feel joy, that sends oxygen, vital oxygen to the entire being, this beautiful soft heart with your strong golden back. Breathing in through the nose and out through the nose. Visualizing this rooted golden back and this beautiful soft heart. I want you to repeat after me, this body is holy. One more time, this body is holy. One more time, this body is holy. Visualizing this beautiful golden light, this beautiful strong back, and this powerful soft heart. Breathing in through the nose and just being. Can you just be with you? To just be in this moment with your body and your beautiful strong back and your powerful soft heart. On your next inhale, I want you to visualize this golden light pulling up through the earth, up through its roots and past all the caves and the water and the rocks, this beautiful golden light coming up through the earth and back up into your tailbone and back up into your spine. This beautiful electric golden light swirling around your strong back and entering it all into your heart. This beautiful expansive golden light entering your heart space. And your next breath in, I want you to thank your body for being here for you every day. Your breathing is your home base. It's what grounds you. We take for granted the power of a deep belly breath. As women, we get taught, hold your belly, suck in your tummy. When actually, the Buddha says, let it hang out. Our soft belly breathing is our home base. I'd like for you to take a deep breath in through your nose. And sigh it out through your mouth. Deep breath in through the nose. Hold it at the top. And sigh it out. One more deep breath in through your nose. Hold it at the top. Little extra sip of air. And sigh it all out. When you're ready, you can blink your eyes open and join me back in the room.
That was cool. Where did you guys go?
I was in a forest with that golden light.
Me too. Huh?
Mm-hmm. Power of visualization and power of our deep breath. So the first practical tool is breathing.
Yeah.
We forget to breathe. We really do. We shut down our diaphragm. We lock in our stomach. That's what fight or flight does. That's what tension does. That's what stress does. We lock into our bodies and we forget to breathe. And when we forget to breathe, we don't create space for the heart to beat properly, because when the diaphragm moves, the heart gets space to beat.
Yeah.
Our organs function the way that they're meant to, you know, and I think that our breathing, not I think, I know, our breathing down regulates us, but I think our breathing is the first thing we disconnect from.
Yeah.
So for those listening, I hope that that was a nice little moment of just feeling a bit more grounded, and that's the first practical tool.
This is a POC podcast
powered by Blue Blood.